Kasserine, why not take all of me? 11:10 Metro FM, it's where you're at. It is a Wednesday, meaning inspirational Wednesday, a motivational Wednesday. We always seek to be inspired to take ourselves higher. Today we're speaking to Linda Ginya, founder and host of Drive Through SA. Cinema and the film industry has taken a big knock, obviously due to COVID-19 lockdowns, as well as the restrictions. So despite these challenges, Drive Through SA has found a way to navigate these challenges, and love having conversations with people that through challenges, through problems and through stumbling blocks and roadblocks, they actually see opportunity instead of seeing only just obstacle. So quite excited to chat to Linda Ginya to be inspired about how to unlock a growth mindset that speaks to troubleshooting and seeking opportunities, seeing them instead of obstacles only. 11:11 now. Come on now. love this jam. I know a bunch of you, wherever you are feeling the same way, yeah? This is Bahamadia and etc. It's titled I Confess, taking you way back, 11:16. I've got Linda on the line. Linda, good morning. Welcome to The Bridge. How are you?
Ah, this is Ben Dao. Thank you for having me this morning on The Bridge.
You're welcome. Are you familiar with the song, buddy? Come on. I need somebody who's feeling me on this one. Are you familiar with this jam?
Well, old school is cool.
Thanks for the validation. I needed it. Bahamadia and etc. So, Linda, you are an absolutely phenomenal inspiration right now. It's a pleasure for us to have you on board here chatting to you. Times have been tough for us. We've been seeking inspiration. We've been, you know, wanting to go deeper into self and, you know, rise above the adversity of COVID-19 and how it has crippled many people's careers. It has crippled many people's financial trajectories meaning that, you know, in the personal space, we are broken as well. And here you are finding solutions. I fly not solo today. I fly with some G63 on this one. Samizi is with me and we're going to be chatting to you together.
Oh, thank you
yes,
so much,
yes,
guys.
Yes,
hey, yes. Hi,
Papi. I'm good. Let's go straight into it. So, how did the idea for a drive-through SA come about?
So, it came about last year during hardcore level 5 when I got a call from Jitugo Maiteba from the NFES asking me to come up with a concept that will still be able to keep social distancing and the protocols of COVID-19. You know, so, and it's something that I've been doing for the past 5 years, which it all started at Soweto Theatre with the Matuidri. It was directed by Kasutulidi. And I just thought, hey, man, why not? Let's come up with something that will still promote local films, and this will only not only benefit the local filmmaker, but the same person who's selling masks, the same person who's selling hand sanitizers, and everything else that help us to put an event together, you know?
Fantastic. What is it that you would like people to know about Drive Through SA?
Sorry, can you please repeat the question for me, Dina?
What is it that you would like people to know about Drive Through SA?
The main objective for Drive Through SA is that we promote local films. Mm-hmm. So anything that is funded locally in South Africa, it is the objective for Drive Through. For instance, the movie Letters of Hope was supposed to come out of the cinema, but that couldn't make it. And that was the first opening film that we opened it last year. So all I want for people is to know that Drive Through SA is open for local filmmakers that can't get their movies onto the cinema. And it is as reasonable as $250 for everybody, for 4 people in a car. Mm. You know, so this is an entertainment that is not only for abantu abadala, but also for kids as well, because we also screen local films that are cartoons.
Beautiful. Is it limited to only local content, I would assume?
It's just limited to local content.
Beautiful.
At the moment, we're just we're just focusing because I know the hardships of being a filmmaker and creating a film, spending thousands and not having a platform where you can showcase it. So at Drive Through SA, we give you that opportunity to showcase your film in all 9 provinces. So last year, we managed to do all 9 provinces, all thanks to NSDF, actually.
Stunning, stunning. I don't want to let you go without you leaving some pockets of wisdom for our listeners in terms of inspiring them. I mean, anyone, you know, if given an opportunity, some people, when given an opportunity, like you got a call, they find reasons to kind of shut themselves down and decline, thus limiting their own potential. You said yes in a time of adversity. What inspired you to say yes to the call?
You know, being broke actually inspired.
Tell me about it. Tell me about it, buddy. Tell me about it.
You know, because it was aspirations of, do I make this happen or do I just sulk and carry on not being a game changer, you know? Yeah. So when this opportunity came onto my hands, I was just like, I'm not the only person who would have benefited financially from this opportunity, you know? So if I had said no at that time, I think I'm a Dababai with a Kawate Yuleman, including all the 600 SMEs that I've bumped into in the previous month of hosting Drive Through SA. So I would like to tell people to not give up, man. Just create, you know, whatever idea you're sitting on right now. Just do it. Just do it. Someone else will call you one day and tell you that, yo, I love what you're doing. Let's create magic.
Keep creating magic, and one day somebody will call you and say, I love what you are doing. Linda, thank you so much, buddy. Appreciate it. Have yourself a fantastic day. Have yourself a fantastic Easter. Are you spending it with family?
I am spending it with family.
Stunning, stunning stuff. Thank you so much. And thank you for being a brave one. Thank you for being a confident one. Those around you do look, see, and they do embody. We emulate what each other, we emulate from each other what we do. So thank you for being an inspiration. I really, really appreciate your time today. It is 21 minutes after 11. Time for the Coffee Break Music Fix. It'll be back after these.